Advocate Salman Safdar formally submitted to the Supreme Court, SC, on Wednesday a 7-page report regarding incarcerated PTI founder Imran Khan's living conditions at Adyala jail in Rawalpindi, amid concern from his party over his treatment. The PTI lawyer, who was appointed amicus curiae to visit Adyala jail, told the media after submitting the report that he met the PTI founder and visited his cell. At the time, he refused to divulge details of the report to the media. A copy of the report, available with Dawn, detailed the conditions of Imran's confinement, including the facilities provided during his incarceration. Daily routine and diet. According to the report, Imran's daily routine varies between summer and winter. He takes breakfast at around 9:45 a.m., followed by recitation of the Holy Quran from approximately 11:30 a.m. for about an hour, the report said, adding that breakfast consisted of coffee, porridge and a few dates. He then undertakes physical exercise using the limited equipment available to him, including an exercise bike, 2 9-kilogram weights, and a bar, the report said. At around 1:15 p.m., after showering, he is permitted to access the strolling shed within the secured compound, where he may sit or walk. According to the report, the PTI leader takes lunch between 3:30 p.m. and 4 p.m., according to a meal plan selected by himself and financed by his family, and at 5 p.m. he is again allowed a brief walk. The lunch plan consists 2 days of chicken, 2 days of meat, 2 days of lentils, dal, and or 2 days of chaat/snacks. From approximately 5:30 p.m. until 10 a.m. the following morning, he remains confined to his cell, it said. It added that Imran did not take a full meal at dinner, instead consuming fruit, milk and dates. He further said that bottled Nestle drinking water was available to him. Confinement cell, hygiene? According to the report, Imran's designated cell contains a chair, table, bed, and a hanger. The report stated that lighting and ventilation are sufficient, during both daytime and nighttime. Imran also informed Safdar that no utensils, crockery or cutlery were kept inside the cell. Regarding cleanliness, the report shared that a mushakati, convicted laborer, had been deputed to assist with washing and cleaning, including changing the bedding and maintaining the cleanliness of the cell as well as the washroom. He, Imran, expressed no complaint in this regard and stated that he is satisfied with the cleanliness arrangements, the report said, adding that toiletries were provided to him whenever demanded. Safdar reported that upon inspection of the cell, the bedding provided consisted of one single bed mattress, 4 pillows, and 2 blankets. A toilet was observed within the cell, measuring approximately 4.5 feet by 4.5 feet and partitioned by a 5-foot wall. Outside the toilet area, it added, a wash basin with access to both hot and cold water and a mirror were present. With regard to cleanliness, some room for improvement in sanitary conditions of the toilet was observed, the report said. It also added that the cell had 2 openings of roughly 2 by 2 feet on opposite ends of the ceiling to allow for cross-ventilation. However, it called attention to the lack of an exhaust system installed in the cell despite the presence of the toilet. The report further noted a carpet mat on the floor of the cell and several belongings of the ex-premier, including a prayer mat and counter, tasbih, personal care items such as a shaving kit and mouthwash, and approximately 100 books. Safety and amenities. The report stated that Imran was given a small-sized heater/blower in his living cell during the winter months and that hot water was available at all times. However, he said that during the summer months, his living conditions were particularly difficult due to extreme heat and humidity as well as insects and mosquitoes. Despite an installed room cooler and mosquito repellent, the measures do not sufficiently mitigate the prevailing conditions, the report said. This, according to the ex-premier, affected his quality of rest during the summer period. Notably, Imran also reported that there was no refrigerator provided in the confinement cell, and the cool box provided to him was not always effective during extreme weather. Imran expressed discontent in this regard and said that he had experienced food poisoning 2 to 3 times during the summer months. Regarding his safety and security, however, Safdar reported no concerns from the incarcerated PTI leader, saying that there were approximately 10 surveillance cameras installed in the compound for monitoring purposes. He further stated that while one camera has coverage up to the shower area, there is no camera installed inside the room/cell itself, the report said. Overall, it said that the Premier expressed no concern over his safety.